Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page or on Monumental Sports Network. Day two, me and B on TV, in the radio process, I guess. Excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline right now and talk to our friend, Mr. David Aldridge. D.A., how are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Dave?
So I was sitting with you Sunday night when Jaden got hurt, and it was sadly something you were loudly worried about. You wrote a really good column about the decision to have Jaden out there. And then, I don't know if you read your column or what, but DQ opened his remarks yesterday, taking ownership of that mistake for having Jaden out there. You know, we're now, I don't know, about 48 hours later from everything that transpired in that game. What do you make of all of it?
Well, I mean, first, you know, credit Dan Quinn for owning it, right? Like, instead of, kind of dancing around it and,
right,
you know, trying to deflect and hide behind the football's a violent game and all the other cliches you hear at times like this. He shouldn't have been out there. That's just bottom line. The game was lost. There was no point to having him out there. And again, all that can happen is that he gets hurt. That's all that can happen. If they score a touchdown, so what? You know, like, they're getting their doors blown off. There's no chance they're going to come back and win this game. So he shouldn't have been out there. But give Dan credit for acknowledging that. And, you know, I always say this, fellas, when a mistake is made and a guy the next day gets up and says, you know what, I messed up. I'd use another word, but y'all want to keep your FCC license.
you bleeped up. We got it.
Right. You bleeped up. I bleeped up. When somebody says that, I have no follow-up question.
Yeah.
Right? So own it. When you own it, it's over. And as far as I'm concerned, it's over in that sense. But I do think this team has to really, really, really sit down with Jaden and sit down with itself, with between Adam Peters and ownership and the coach, and say, what are we going to do going forward to make sure we keep Jaden Daniels healthy? That has to be the number one overarching priority for this organization going forward. Because without five, you got no show. You got nothing. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say you got nothing. You have very little chance of winning at a high level without five. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And you've got to figure out better ways to keep him healthy other than saying you got to slide when you run. Because that's not working, clearly. that admonishment or encouragement of him to get down, that's not working. So you got to come up with something else.
You know, I agree with you, but I also understand – you can't wrap him in bubble wrap. And I see that injury the other night. Yes, he probably shouldn't have been on the field, but it was the most freak thing that could happen. You see guys get tackled and thrown like that many a times, and they rarely ever are going to, you know, you put your arm down normally, it just boom, and you get up. So it's like he's going to play football, he's going to get hit. He can't protect himself 100% of the time. But they're going to stop calling running plays for him?
What I would say is, you look at Jaden Daniels, you answered your own question. You're right. Most of the time when people get thrown down, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is very skinny. He's very light. He's put on some weight. He's put on some muscle. And he's still gotten hurt three straight times he's been out on the football field. That should tell you something. That should tell you, all right, we've got to figure out another way for him to play football besides just go on and rock out, just do you. That's not working. Because you got a sprained knee, a pulled hamstring, and a dislocated elbow the last three times you played football. So clearly, what you're doing now isn't working. So you've got to come up with something else. And I think the best way to do it, and this is what I was getting at a couple of weeks ago, was you have to put a team around him that's good enough to let him cook the way he wants to cook. That's what you have to do. And until you have that team, I would be very cautious about putting him back on the field. You don't have that team right now. It looks like you're not going to have that team this year. The moves that were made haven't turned out to be the right moves. So you've got to go back to the drawing board and say, all right, how do we put a team around him that's good enough for him to be his best? And to me, fellas, like, I went back and looked at, you know, when he was at LSU, who was he throwing to? Malik Nabers and Brian Thompson Jr. and the young man that passed away, Kieran Lacy. Yeah. That's who he was throwing to.
Yeah.
You need to get guys that good for him to throw the ball to, for him to be at his absolute best. Is that hard? Yes. But you have to do that because he's that guy. Because that guy can take you somewhere. You have to surround him with elite talent. You have to build a football team around him that will not only have him have places to throw. He's running all night Sunday because there was nobody open.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was under constant pressure.
Under constant pressure.
That's the one thing I totally agree with you, because I've said this to JP. I use this analogy all the time. When I watched Michael Vick in Atlanta, I felt that they were lazy because they felt he can make something happen.
Right.
And
right.
I think last year has people thinking that way. You got to give him – if he has protection – and people to throw it to, he doesn't have to try to put on his cape.
Exactly. And if he has a defense that will stop somebody from doing anything on a football field and not give up, not let a quarterback go 16 for 16 in the first half, then and maybe create a turnover once every three or four games, then he won't always be two scores behind and feel like, well, I got to run now. I got to make a play. I got to make something happen.
I'm desperate to
keep us in the game.
Right.
So all those things factor together. I don't want him to not be himself, but that has to be in smaller doses, right? You know what I mean? Like Lamar Jackson is one of the greatest running quarterbacks of all time. But he's not taking off every other play now. He sits in the pocket a lot more, you know? So you've got to figure out, all right, how do we get the absolute most out of Jaden Daniels going forward? It doesn't involve him taking all these hits that he's been taking this season. He's just been taking too many hits.
Well, and the reality with Lamar, too, is he has missed time throughout his career, but that – Joe Burrow doesn't run, and he's missed time throughout his career.
That's true.
It's so tricky. Talking with our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic. You can give DA a follow at David Aldridge DC. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. DA, just how surprised are you with the way this command?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Her season is gone.
I mean, I did not expect this level of drop-off. I knew there would be some drop-off just because they didn't have any injuries last year, and they played a really light schedule. You know, so you got to figure they were going to have more injuries this year, and they're playing better teams this year, right? Mm-hmm. So I figured there'd be some regression, but I thought it would be like 10-7 regression or 9-8 regression or 8-9 regression, you know, something in there, right? Yeah, I mean, this has been surprising that they have fallen off this far, because it's not – I mean, everybody says they're old, they're the oldest team in the league, but, I mean, that's really kind of skewed.
Yeah.
That's three or four guys that are on the roster that play a lot.
Like, Josh Johnson's their third quarterback and the oldest dude on the team, and that's going to drive
that. That's going to make it go way up.
They're older, I guess I would say, but they're not like, it's not like there's a bunch of 40-year-old dudes out there playing.
Right.
I saw an old dude last night dominate.
Yes, right? Exactly.
He's 39.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's not everything. The guys that they, look, they're just not getting it done.
Yeah.
Look, the defense has collapsed. It's collapsed. And I don't, you know, some of that is injuries to be sure. You know, you had three defensive ends all go out within, what, a few weeks of each other for the season. I mean, how often does that happen on a football team? You lost three defensive ends for the season?
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't happen very often. That's just bad luck. That's bad luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not producing enough. They're not doing enough. Do their defensive linemen make plays on occasion? Yes, but not enough. You know, do their linebackers make plays on occasion? Yes, but not enough. And their secondary doesn't make plays. They just aren't making any plays. You know, like they're doing. I mean, I think at minimum you have to cover. And I know that people get beat. I'm not saying, you know, never get beat on a play. But they don't make plays. You don't see them forcing at the run, coming up to force the run and make tackles. You know, you just don't, they certainly aren't creating any turnovers. Now, part of that is because there's no pass rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a big part of it. So, yeah, the defense has completely collapsed, and I did not see that coming.
I'm watching a game last night, and I was talking earlier how my mindset is I watch teams like they had a 5-game losing streak. And I watched him come out there and dominate. And I'm always thinking, okay, we can do the same type of thing. You know, what's it going to take for them to come out there? Because what I watch, every time I see a team playing football thinking and still talking when the ball is snapped, I know you're not going to have success. So how do they get them to the point where they can just jump on a damn bike and start pedaling?
I just don't – this is what I don't understand. And it seems to happen no matter who the defensive coordinator is, no matter who the coach is around here. When the Washington Commanders play defense, they never seem to be in sync with one another. You know, they were – I shouldn't say – they were to a certain degree last year. But even then, they were giving up a bunch of explosives. Mm-hmm. But the difference was they were forcing some turnovers too. You know, like – but yeah, it's crazy to me. You watch, I don't think the Cardinals are a very good team, but their guys were flying around last night.
Yes, they were.
There was speed on the field. You know, there was no yards after the catch. You didn't see CeeDee Lamb catch a pass and just turn around and run 50 yards down the field. You know, like the guys.
I mean, some of those Seahawks touchdowns, they were open by 15 yards.
Yeah.
Each of the 16 completions, every single one of them, the guy was wide open, okay? There were no 50-50 balls.
Right.
Those guys were running free and easy through the secondary with no resistance. Like, wow, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
D.A., trade deadline today. You expecting much, if any, action out of Ashburn?
I mean, I could see on the margins. You know, sir, I mean, I don't think they're going to make any big trades. I mean, I don't think they will do that. I mean, this notion that you're going to trade McLaurin's got a $30 million cap hit if you trade him. Okay, that's not happening.
I don't know where that's coming from.
It's I don't know where it's coming from.
He's also hurt.
Like, they're not going to do that, right? So, so could they trade one of the? They've got a surplus of offensive linemen, you know, that have some. That I think some of whom have some value. You know, I think Wiley is a guy that is a plug and play guy. He's a vet, you know, with big time experience. He can play multiple positions. That makes sense. Sure, I don't think they'll trade Coleman just because Tunsil's got a hamstring he's playing on, and you got to have
backup.
You know, a backup tackle ready to go. But you probably, if you did trade Coleman, you could probably get a little bit more for him than Wiley just because of the age, right?
Yeah, totally.
But other than that, I mean, I don't really see anybody that they have right now that's going to generate a ton of value. So I mean, maybe one or two deals for, you know, a fifth or a sixth or a seventh, but I don't think there'll be much more than that.
See, I hear everybody always talking about trading, but hell, you got to have something to trade. You got to have something that somebody wants. I've always felt like that because I remember, and I'm sure you probably see it, is Scott Jackson used to do a basketball show, and they were always talking about, you could trade Peter John and Ramos for Shaq. In what, yeah, exactly. In what world?
Exactly.
The team that has Shaq will tell you, get the hell out of here.
Right, exactly.
You got to have something to trade.
Fan trades are hysterically funny to me. That's why I don't do mock trades most of the time because they're just I try to do sensible ones, and nobody wants those. They just want Peter John Ramos for Shaq. That's what they want.
DA, we appreciate you making time.
Appreciate you, Dave.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, brother.
That's our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Very smart.
He is.
Sitting in press boxes with DA is a joy for me that I never fully expected. At noon, Sam Cosmi will join the program. Nobody go anywhere. Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talking about everything going on at my house, and the good folks at Better Services are helping me out a ton. In the flood, we lost our oven, we lost our microwave, our fridge got damaged, and Better Services is hooking me up with a new oven, fridge, and microwave to match the dishwasher that they already fixed for me earlier this year. This is a family-owned company. They've been in business since 1945. They've got a showroom in Kensington. You can go check out all the stuff they have, but it's more about the work they can do. If your appliances need work, call Better. If you need handyman work done around the house, call Better. Whatever it is, keep in mind, Thanksgiving is only a few weeks away, and right after that is Christmas. You're going to have family and friends over. You need your house fully operational, and Better Services can get that done for you. They serve all of Maryland and D.C. Trust me, Better has been great for my family. Merlin and her crew do a tremendous job. Shout out to Will Foreman. Check them out, betterservices.com. Trust me, you better go with Better. BETTAR, betterservices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.